Monday night, Zvaralacha.
Okay, so we talked last night about if this food that is under the rishus of the guy, the din that we had last night, that if food is that we're afraid that if the guy stands to benefit, or a Jew that's not makbid on kashrus, nothing to do with tinuk shenishba, but we said, if a Jew is, even a Jew that's not makbid on kashrus, or certainly a non-Jew, or a not religious person at all, so if food is under their rishus, we're not talking about you left food in a refrigerator of a company, dining room, or in a hospital. That's a different issue with Bosish and Asalam and Ayin, which is much more lenient. But last night we talked about if you put food that you can easily switch it. Pizza, there's kosher pizza or not kosher pizza. Meat, you buy in a restaurant, they have a mishloach. And if it's sent with a goy, or with a non-religious Jew, even Tinech Shanishpa, or even a Jew that's just not makron on kashrus, so there are times when we're afraid, you need a chosom, you need a tamper-proof seal, perhaps two tamper-proof seals, or else it's usher. Now, we said last night, so I went through it again, probably by pizza, it's not a problem for two reasons. First of all, I doubt, you would need two things, because we said the person has to benefit from it. We're not afraid he's not going to pull a switch, but there has to be some benefit in it for him. That means kosher pizza would have to be significantly better than non-kosher pizza. I couldn't tell you if it is or it's not. It would have to be better, and the non-kosher pizza would have to be cheaper. So if the kosher pizza was better and more expensive, and the non-kosher pizza was less and taka cheaper, then the halacha says you have to be choshish. It's taka, it's osir. So I think by pizza, I don't know, I have this feeling that pizza is a pretty standard food and probably there's not that much of a difference. Mashen came by meat. Is really, you have these restaurants that they send mishloach, they put it in a taxi, or they have their own mishloach, and that's really a big problem. Now, there's another by meat, it's a problem. I'm not sure if by pizza there's a problem or not. I can see that there's not. Also, there's another loophole, call it, by pizza, and that is, the halacha says if there's constant travel only in Rishus HaRabim, then you're not choshesh, because people are always watching him. So when you put it in a car, so then that's private, so the person can do what he wants. But when they have these motorcycles delivering the pizza, so l'chora the person's always in Rishus HaRabim, so l'chora that's another excuse for the pizza. Mashenkin, these restaurants that have, you know, even fancy meats, and they make mishloach, and they don't, and a lot of times they have their own mishloach, but it's a person that's not makbid on kashrus, or they'll say, we'll put it in a taxi for you, so that's taka a problem, and it's taka asr. And you have to realize that this is a chashash. Chazal said you have to be chashash for. And tviyas ayin helps. The only thing that would help there, if there's no chosom. I mean, obviously, the din says to make a chosom, perhaps two chosomos, but or tviyas ayin. If you're a steady customer there, and you, I guess it's possible that you recognize the cut of meat, or you recognize how they make the food, and you have a tviyas ayin that this is indeed the food from this restaurant, so that would also be a possible loophole. Okay.
When you're in a town, they don't, in order to get saved pizza, they have the meat, you have to go to the next town.